This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Heal with a steal. Heal down to Draymond. Draymond, lob, Payton, dunk! Low right, jammed it through. Chauncey Billups says, I've got to stop the noise.
My fault.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to give the Blazers some credit. Equifax.
That would have been an easy game just to, I mean, they, Warriors hitting threes all over the place. They could have gotten buried about three times last night.
And I thought they were, Stoddy, and they came back. And I'm like, 21 of 41, the Dubs went from deep.
Yeah, they're not going to lose a lot of games when they shoot 53 from the field, 51 from three, and 91 from the line. By the way, how many, who's worried about their free throw shooting?
Not over here. Can we?
See? What? See?
You're playing.
See?
At me, you
know, put your finger down.
I'm good.
Man. I said I'd ever. I don't think there's such a thing as a bad free throw shooting team. I think there's bad free throw shooters that happen to be on a team. And one guy, you get one guy in here, you get four guys out. The next thing you know, they're knocking down.
I'm radio mad at you right now.
Oh, no.
You've been gone, so I've been battling through a little bug, Steiny. And I said for 2 weeks, I'm on my way out to get coffee, French vanilla, and I say, you know what? I've had a runny nose for like 2 weeks. And then you go, is that the nose candy? And I'm like, come on, you know I don't do that stuff.
Of course not. That's why it's a joke.
It was a low blow.
It's a joke. Yeah. I just wanted to know how you know no, Steiny. That's when it bleeds.
Well, I've been here. I watch movies.
Yeah,
man.
You watched, what was the movie?
Why is the boss in there?
A little hustle and flow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. By the way, a little update for our listeners. We got some action the next couple days. Tomorrow, we're going to be at Chase Center.
Yeah.
At the Warriors practice. So we'll be getting guys coming off the practice court. And it's going to be fun time. It's going to be a fun time to be over there. This team's rolling right now. And the vibes are good. And we're going to try to bring you some of those vibes tomorrow. And then Thursday,
bang, bang.
By the way, you know what? I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to use both text lines here. The YouTube text and the number text, okay. The 888-957-9570. I need a head count for Thursday.
Look at him,
man. Who's coming out to the public market, Emeryville, to watch the Warriors Kings with Guru and myself?
Because the last one at
Let's go.
Tipsy Putt was a success.
That was fun. I got to tell you, remember, it was pouring rain that night.
It was.
And we still had a nice little crew led by the one and only Ernie Chavez.
You think he's showing tomorrow, Thursday?
Well, if he doesn't, then there's something wrong with our relationship.
I got you.
But yeah, we'd love to see you out at the public market, Emeryville, on Thursday. For the Kings-Warriors game, watch party. Guru and I will be out there. Come on down. We'll have some. Of course, it's open to the public, Don Dada. That's why we're inviting all you guys. So that'll be Thursday. And I'll tell you what, keep it under your hat, everybody. But one thing I'm efforting from the boss.
Look at my man.
Come on, Matt.
Hand
come on,
over.
And Higgin. Give me the company credit card so we can take care of some of our P1s.
It's hard out here on the player, man. Come on, boss.
Let me see if I can weasel that company credit card for some of our loyals.
Last time he gave it to us, he said the credit card company called him. Evan, he thought it might be fraud going on.
In that respect, it is the private public market.
No, it is open to the public. We'd love to see all you out there.
Hey, can
sure.
I'm interrupting you. Just, it's out of excitement. I tell every host I get on with that. Can we make a petition for GP2 to keep the mask on? Because he's just been lights out with it. If we see him tomorrow, we'll ask him.
I mean, certain guys have done that, and they've kept it regardless. Rip Hamilton. And don't forget Kareem with the goggles. Not quite a face mask, but he wore the goggles because he got poked in the eyes a lot.
But didn't they fog up on him? How did he keep it?
He never worked up the sweat. He was so calm, cool, and collected.
Lou Alcindor.
Yes, he was.
Well, Pods hated it. But he had the clear one. But yeah, GP2's got like the Batman.
Dude, that the Batman. Bron had the Batman one time. Remember, he wore a mask.
Vaguely. 888-957-9570. Let's get it going. Let's go. Okay. You know what? We may as well start by raising the bar as high as we can. Let's go to Shaka in Berkeley.
B-Town.
Shaka, what's up, man?
What's up, man? You know, I'm coming through Thursday, man.
Yeah.
Kicking with y'all, man. I'm in there, man.
Yeah, man.
It's hard out here on the field, man. Hey, man. The guy who called earlier said he was stepping out from his job, and he said the Warriors were chasing. Tell him don't lose his day job, because his partner is really not up to par. Hey, man, we got a great team. Jimmy Buckets has brought so much energy to the Bay. Even in Steph, man. Steph has a couple 40 points, man. I love the post. He's a poor man's Kevin McHale, man. He's got so much of a future. You got to tap your hat.
Shaka, both of us go.
He said post is like Kevin McHale?
A poor man's Kevin McHale. Like, hey.
I said he's a poor man.
Yeah.
I said he's got three. He's outside. He's at outside range. He's nimble. That number 56, man, he's an A, five-star, man. He's something to work with for the youth, man. And Gary Payton. He's playing like his dad, man. And he's going to the hole so confidently. And at 6'3", he plays like a guy 6'7", man.
And he tried to end. Who is it?
Thanks a lot, Chuck. Appreciate it as always.
He tried to end Klingon, Stein. He tried to dunk on him.
You don't end Klingon. You don't end Klingon.
It was one of those hoops. Yeah.
You do not end
Klingon. He's pretty good, man.
He's all right.
Yeah.
Only 21.
Your type of player.
Yeah. What's that?
The young player.
Right? 21, yes.
You throw him away at 24.
He's 34. 34 is my limit. Kurt Rambis wore glasses.
Yeah.
Well, he was a thug.
Shout out Santa Clara.
Kurt Rambis.
Scoot Henderson was wearing goggles. I don't know if it was last year or early this year, but he's got the rec specs.
Yeah.
I feel like
I couldn't do it.
I'm not afraid to say Kurt Rambis about he might be on my Mount Rushmore of least liked all-time players.
But he was loved by his teammates.
That's great, but I didn't. That's more important. You'd rather be loved by me and disliked by your teammates. You see what I'm saying? You need you want my approval. That's more important than teammates, right?
You shock me at times.
Well, yeah. Steiny, we know it's not hard for you to dislike a player, but
that's not true.
But for someone to be on your Mount Rushmore of disliked players, that's a different space.
It's interesting.
You know what? As long as we're at it.
Carmelo Anthony.
No. Oh, my God.
Paul George.
No. Dwight Howard.
Oh, Steiny.
Nick Young.
He's podcasted now.
Kurt Rambis.
Who's the four?
It's got to be another white player.
I'll come up with one.
Boy.
I'll come up with
one. All right.
My pod
positivity.
My podcast buddy Trevor in Roner Park. Give it a plug.
What's up, guys?
Give it a plug.
Okay. So, Sideline Bay Area Sports, guys. Listen to it when you're not listening to the radio here. I'm on almost every single day. I don't have specific time, so just look for me when you see that live notification. But that being said, I want to say something about the Warriors. I don't know if I can be as energetic as the last guy on the phone, but they are playing absolutely lights out. I just want to say two things. One, because I know Guru, you remember maybe I called a couple weeks ago and you were asking the question, who's the player that needs to really come together and get it going to make this Warrior team get into the playoffs and bring them into the maybe close to the finals, yeah. whatever. And then you gave a list of people. You said Jonathan Kuminga, Moody. I don't know what the other one was. And I said Moody. Well, there you go, man. Moody yeah. is coming around, and Moody is making a difference. And I want to say something about Kuminga. Kuminga is not going to make the difference whether this Warrior team goes deep in the playoffs or not. Oh. He will enhance this team. I think he's going to enhance this team. But they're playing lights out right now without him, and when he comes back, he's going to make them better. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
But I don't think there, because I heard somebody say, and I didn't hear you guys say it, so I'm not going to say you did, but I did hear somebody say that Jonathan Kuminga is going to be the difference between whether this team goes deep in the playoffs.
That was me,
or they have an early exit.
Yeah, that was me.
Leroy from the 510, yeah.
I do not believe that for a second. That's not going to make the difference. The difference is going to be if they continue this vibe going. But guys, dude, they're since Matt, you and I talked, they're playing a different brand of basketball. And now I think, you know, holding on to that sixth spot is not going to be as much of a worry. I just wonder if the Rockets are going to fall off. Maybe they'll get up into that five spot even. I don't know, but they're playing fantastic basketball. It's fun to watch.
Yeah. Thanks, Trevor. Yeah. Take
Houston's
care, buddy.
Houston's won three in a row since having a lot of problems, Donnie. And still got that three-game lead, man.
Yeah, don't count Minnesota out. Minnesota, I think, is going to keep winning.
I'm not.
Which is going to force the Warriors to keep winning.
Right.
And, you know, it's going to go down to the wire. I was thinking about a couple things. The whole play-in thing. And I always try to look at the standings this time of year and say, well, what if there was no play-in like there used to be?
Because we've not won a game in the play-in.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. Do you think that matters if they finish seven? Hold on. Let's say they finish seven.
Right, I got something for
you. Are you going to be like, Steiny, they're 0-2 in play-ins. This is a different team.
Bonte, Mully, and Fetzes. Oh, every time that my man scores 18 points, Buddy Hield, they're such and such. Oh, 18-0. Like, I know that's not, you know, everything, Steiny, but it is a nugget. And it's just, they're scars. We've yet to win a game in the play-in. Lost to the Lakers, lost to Memphis and OT at home, and then we know what happened last year.
One of the reasons you lose in the play-in is because you're at best a 7 seed anyway, so you're not just good enough.
Unless you're Miami.
By the way,
Jimmy Butler.
Let me make it clear about Kurt Rambis, because I know he is a Santa Clara alum. I don't like him because I was a Celtics fan. Period.
But how many years got to go by before you'd be like, you know what?
Infinity.
Dude played his ass off.
Infinity.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
You're the one who's the fan that these things got to last and they got to.
What Stewart did to Steph. I didn't like the chef getting pushed, but he protected his territory, Steiny.
See, that's the thing. Don't let us get Steph tomorrow, because so much time has gone by. He's going to have to endure some tough questions if we get him.
Ah, look
no
at
promises.
You. Like the chef.
Steph. Like I would say, Steph.
Talk to
get me. Away from the Pistons bench when you do that. That's none of your. That's not
and
your place over there.
Like, yeah, that's his cathedral. Though. That's
I
his
owe
home.
Curry nothing.
Stewart got it.
I may amend that, by the way.
Yeah.
We'll see. That's the other thing about Portland last night. Yeah, Curry's making shots and he's spinning around and falling on the ground. It's like
that's enough. Well, that's
sometimes
Michael Jackson.
Sometimes when they play like that, it's like, boy, if I'm
did
the other team,
boy,
I'm just
Shimmy?
Packing in.
Gary Payton hit a corner three and did some like the Saturday night strut. I'm like, oh boy, they feel it.
Show
like
me good. A shimmy next week against Denver. Hmm? All right.
Well, I don't
know. It's not hard to shimmy against the Blazers.
If we you'll tell
it's
the players
hard.
That on Thursday.
Oh, yeah. I'm Wednesday.
Tomorrow. Oh, yeah, Wednesday.
You know,
we got so much on the docket. Thursday's a watch party.
Thursday's public market.
Yeah.
Emeryville watch party. Tomorrow is
Jackson Chase stinks.
Chase Center. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. How about this? This is kind of thing I think about. Was it Shaka said, oh, man. There is Jimmy Butler has brought so much excitement. So much excitement. Jimmy Butler, and he's right. But you know, the player Jimmy Butler, he's not really the most exciting player in the world.
Film,
in fact,
right.
he's almost
She's so fundamentally sound as to make him boring in a way.
It's a compliment, though, Stani.
No, of course
it goes to the gravity of his game.
Of
right?
course it is. No doubt about it.
You will not mistake him for Dr. J. You know what I'm saying? He plays below the rim.
Andrew Wiggins, how many triple-doubles? I think he had one as a Warrior. Andrew Wiggins, triple-doubles.
They lost last night to Charlotte at home. He had 16.
I mean, they stink.
Yeah.
And you know what? I know we're in the Bay, but Jimmy Butler messed up their year. Come on.
Well, they'll be in the playoffs or play in. Yeah, they're eighth or ninth. It's the East, honey.
Wiggins
they're
has ninth. One career triple-double.
Damn.
And it was with the Warriors.
In 2020.
Gotcha.
When he first got here.
All right.
COVID.
Heater.
I got gotcha. You. I'm just telling you where they're at.
The Chicago Bulls are going to make the play in. They're 10 under 500. The league. Come on, league.
Hey, he's playing for the Wolves. Sorry.
Uh-oh. All right, so Jimmy Butler's got his first triple-double as a Warrior.
Yeah.
Big Smooth in Oakland. What's going on, Big Smooth in Oakland? What's going on, buddy?
Check out the Big Smooth podcast coming soon to all social media platforms.
Well,
listen,
yes,
man,
we'll do. We're going to start charging.
Right. Okay. Can I put this rat on the table?
Man. Rats have gone away. Brought to you by Atco. Go ahead, Big Smooth.
I didn't hear the little rat sound, but it's okay. Listen, here's the rat on the table. Warrior fans, we are not going to start nitpicking these wins. Man, we got a stack. Mm. We got folks running right. We got a stack win. Stop it with analyzing our wins. Cut it out. I'm like Chef 2 years ago. Get on this bus or go home. Now is the time for Warrior fans. Get on the bus or stay home. We're not going to be in the middle of this trying to figure out, Karl Towns wasn't. Hey, Karl Towns' problem. Whoever's not playing right now, so what? We got to stack up wins. I want that fifth or fourth spot. Once you look at the standings around that, once you hit 40, all these teams are stacked up in there. Lakers, Memphis, they're all stacked in. If we keep winning, because look at the schedule. A lot of these teams are playing each other. We got a smooth pathway. We got two tough games in this month. But if you look at everybody else, they all play each other. They're all going to be knocking each other out. All we have to do is keep stacking them wins. I don't care how we get them. I don't care. Mm. Whoever.
Well, what are we going to talk about? What if they never lose another game? We can't talk about the Warriors then because we can't nitpick wins. That's the sign of a good team.
No. We're not nitpicking. What are we going to do? Order? Give me the next game, but make sure everybody's there. We can't order our opponent. All we got to do is play with who's in front of us, man. Let's go.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Big Smoothie.
What we're doing here is Sports Talk Radio. Smoothie? My man.
Well, I guess he was talking to you.
Well, so thanks, Big Smooth. Get him off. Well, let's go back about 8 years. What the hell would we have done when they were 73-9?
Do what you and I did during the game.
Great game.
Hey, yeah.
70.
Dude, I'll never forget.
Yeah, Warriors are down 14 with 6 minutes to go. They'll come back. They always do. And they did.
Holy cannoli. This is crazy.
GP. What if I'm random?
That was Clay Thompson.
I thought that was GP.
Holy cannoli. This is crazy.
Oh, you're my bad.
Get to know your champions.
I feel bad for Clay.
Why?
Damn.
They're going to get AD back. They're going to make the play-in.
You think so?
Yeah. I think they're 10th now.
Phoenix is going to catch them. AD missed the game. I'll make that bet.
I will make that bet, and I don't even know what the standings are. You're not going to make that bet because you know you talk too soon.
No, Stani.
Phoenix is 2.5 behind Dallas. I'll bet you right now, Phoenix, they finish 11.
The next bet we make, odds are going to be
in my
favor.
So you don't
want to
bet?
Yeah,
you wanted to chirp. Fair enough.
It still can happen.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed.
Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fine. That's fine. I agree. 5-1-0. Stop discrediting the Clippers because they do have the tiebreaker
nobody
over
has.
You.
Yeah, nobody
I
has.
I feel like the Clippers are the most under-the-radar team in the West.
Game and a half behind us.
So,
and Kawhi is healthy.
And he made a shot at the buzzer the other day.
A lefty.
Let's go to Austin in Redwood City. What's up, Austin? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Hey, Guru, thank you, man. Hey, y'all know I didn't like Jimmy, man, on the Warriors, but now I kind of like him now. You feel me?
I do.
I like the lineup. And one thing I do notice about Kerr, remember when Moody and Kuminga first came in, he didn't really trust the rookies?
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like he trusted Post, and he trusted Santos more than ever now.
Yep.
That's kind of strange to me that he really trusted them to do what Kuminga and Moody was doing when they first came in the league, but he wasn't really sold on to them. But my main thing I wanted to talk about was Kuminga. I don't know, when he come back, you know, I think he should be leading that bench role with Pop coming off that bench. I think we can have a big, big, big scoring chance on the bench role. What do you think about that? For Kuminga coming off the bench and letting everybody else start, whoever's starting right now.
Austin. I mean,
he can eat.
If I were Steve Kerr, I mean, he already said that Kuminga's only going to play at least at the beginning in short spurts. Yeah. The guy's missed 30 games, so clearly he's going to come off the bench. Now the question is, can he build up his role over the last 17 games as the Warriors head into the playoffs? And then you go into the playoffs, and he knows what his role is going to be, whether Steve Kerr reinserts him back into the starting lineup or he has to come off the bench. Right. But, you know, I can't wait.
That's
to me, it really is up to Kuminga.
And his body. You know, we're kind of omitting that, Stoney. We're being proactive, but, you know, physically, where is he at? How many minutes can he endure? And how long will it last before the ramp-up period's over?
Yeah, we'll find all that stuff out. Kurt Rambis, according to the 510, gave hope to us white non-athletic ballers. I loved his game, but I understand why you didn't like him, Steiny. You were a Celtics fan. But he wasn't a thug. He did what you would say is called the dirty work.
Yeah. Pods can dunk. He clotheslined McHale.
McHale clotheslined Rambis.
That's
McHale clotheslined Rambis.
Look at Evan.
Changed the series.
Yeah.
It did. It did change the series. Yeah, we can talk about the Celtics, couple of their titles if you want in the 80s.
Dude, Hauser went for 40 the other night. Hauser for the shooting.
Okay.
Sharpsman for the Celtics the other night. Pritchard and White both went for 40. My point is they are the happy hour of the NBA. They're loaded.
It's a new NBA.
Dude, they got guys to get you 40 just wherever you come get the game. Stoney, Pritchard can ball, man.
Can he dunk, though?
Pods can dunk.
That's what's
so
most important.
Out of context.
That's what's most important.
Yeah.
Can Pritchard dunk or not?
I'm mad about Rambis, and I got it the wrong way, man.
That's all right.
Yeah.
It's all right. You'll make another mistake and forget about that one soon.
You'll miss a read.
No doubt.
Well, see,
I'm not a real host. Traditional. You are a real person in the B chair. By the way, are you offended when they use the term B chair?
I can't. Like, is it black chair?
No. Shasky's in the B chair.
Yeah, dude, he's but a the white heavyweights guy. Are always in the B chair.
Think literally about it. Or figuratively?
Hey, boy.
A butt alive.
Hey, we got Dibs, Chasky, and myself. That's a big three. Talk to me.
It's actually one big man and a couple guards is what it is.
Those are legends.
Hey, explain this to me.
Yeah.
And you know we love our Bobby Fitzgerald.
He's the man.
I'm watching the game last night. No. 9:40 left in the third quarter. Okay,
nah, you got it down.
Warriors are up 10. They're feeling, it's looking good.
They're
a little spicy. Kalena and Fitz. And Fitz goes right in the middle of the play-by-play.
This is getting...
The Lakers have lost tonight. And I'm like, the Lakers? What do we do? They're 40-23. They're 8-2 over their last 10.
He's the best, man. I thought you were going to say something else.
Like, why wouldn't he say, the Rockets have won tonight?
I love him.
Hey, that's how you get a feel for little stuff like that. Warriors are feeling good, no doubt about it.
But Portland got it to within six, and he goes, this is getting dangerous. He's right. He's like, this is getting dangerous. I go, dude, you are the man.
I do kind of feel bad for him, because I believe Thursday is a TNT game.
The next two.
He won't get to call Curry's 4,003.
That's a great man. That's a great call.
Yeah, that's true.
The next two games he mentioned are on Saturday, I believe, is national TV.
Yeah, ABC.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I thought it was funny when he said, the Lakers have lost.
That's pretty good.
And then the other one I liked was Draymond made a nice defensive play, and he goes, Draymond Green making that effort for first team All-NBA defense. All righty. All righty. Hey, we're rolling. We're rolling, so.
5-3-0 with a 6.
Read it.
Rambus clothesline bird at the Barcelona Olympics. I didn't get it till the end.
Of course,
the Olympics.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.